Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
In this podcast series, we'll work our way through the book of Proverbs. Before we plunge in, let's get a bird's eye view of the context in which this book was formed. The worship traditions that shaped Israel as the people of God are mapped out in three kinds of writings or genres: priestly, prophetic, and wisdom. Priests led the worship that encompassed the covenant relationship between God and his people. The law and the histories set forth the great deeds and words of God, creator, judge, promise keeper, redeemer, guide, lawgiver, and protector. Worship brought these foundational historical experiences to life in the hearts of the worshiping community through confession, forgiveness, requests, thanksgiving, and promises. Then the prophets articulated God's word afresh in generation after generation. They addressed particular social situations: entry into the promised land, the deeds and misdeeds of the leaders, conflicts with neighboring peoples, the transition from a tribal people into a kingdom, judgment on idolatry, and exile. The third group records the works of the wise leaders whose focus was on applying knowledge of God to everyday life. Its context is the home, the farm, the marketplace, relationships between spouses, between parents and children, neighbors, friends, enemies, government, and the law courts. These wisdom writings were designed to function as an integral part of priestly and prophetic writings. The book of Proverbs shows that tradition at work, teaching people who trusted in God as Redeemer and Creator how to apply their faith in practical living and how to educate their young. The book of Job strives to answer what previous wisdom writings had only partly addressed: that bad things can happen even to people who live wisely. Ecclesiastes faces up to a reality where even wise people find all their achievements meaningless. Franz Kafka remarked that literature breaks up the ice of the frozen sea in which our hearts and minds are trapped, the frozen images of failure, destruction, and death. Biblical wisdom literature also follows up the icebreaking with far better life-giving ways of understanding reality. In the book of Proverbs, wisdom is rooted and grounded in honoring God, in rightly understanding the order God has built into creation. How are we to truly walk in God's way in the current circumstances of our everyday lives? In Proverbs, this is always to be worked out in the worshiping community, building on the traditions of the people of God. Next time, we'll begin a quick overview of the book of Proverbs, particularly its opening section. After that, we'll begin to work our way through the book. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for this wonderful book. As we humbly and hungrily feast on its sure promises and stern warnings, may we be nourished by your truth and walk strongly in your ways. Grant that if it please you, we may trace the great theme of wisdom all the way through the Old Testament writings and into its ultimate flowering: Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, who guides us into all truth. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.